Make it 3 turns, all right, left. AM4 and HS.
See, I just got back. I'm getting ready to fire the truck up and head back to the store in 3WZU.
Okay. That's where you're at. Hey, we're delivering pizzas tonight.
Yes, I am. Yep. Hopefully, it's been another good night. I had a pretty good night last night.
That's good. Every little bit helps.
Yeah, and every once in a while I get a pretty good deal on pizza. Because, you know, I get a employee discount of 50%. But, every once in a while they have a messed up order and we can have it for free.
There's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, sometimes it's something really good, something you really like, and then the other time it's some kind of strange thing with stuff you don't like on it. But, you know, when you get hungry enough, all that pizza's good.
Yeah, that's true it is. And pretty soon you'll be able to save up enough chips for an ICOM 9700.
So you want a 9700? Is that what you said you wanted?
Yeah, I like to have one myself, but I thought you would probably save up enough chips to pull one.
Hey, it takes a little while. You know, I'm probably averaging the ballpark of, you know, between 10 and 15 bucks an hour or something like that. But, some nights it's really good, and other nights, you know, people don't treat me well, but part of the job. Yeah, 9700, what is that? I can't place it.
I'll just tease it with you anyway, but the 9700 is the new one out by ICOM. It's almost 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 1.2 gigs.
Oh, wow. It's been a long time since somebody's made a 2-meter or, let's say, VHF, UHF, almost. It's been a while. Yeah, cool. Is it like 50 watts, 100 watts? What did you put out?
It's 100 watts, and it's the same case as the 7300. And I think it's a SDR radio, too.
Oh, man, that sounds really good. I have to look at that. I got the 7610, which is, 160 through 6. And that would be a good company to it. Then you go on up in 2-meter, 70 centimeter, 1.2. I don't know how much stuff's up in 102. I know some people had to advertise on repeater, but there is some 1.2 repeaters and such, and some people try to use data modes up there, but you can use some faster speeds with a little bit wider channel up there.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you can, because it's not that crowded up there. Oh, this radio also does D-Star too.
Oh, that's good. That's good to put D-Star in it. That's nice. When I bought the ICOM 2820, the mobile rig, it's a 50-watt mobile rig, that was 2 and 70 centimeters, and you had to buy the module. The radio was like $500 and the module was like $200, something like that. You had to buy the module so it could do D-Star, and with that module it came with a GPS and a little mini antenna, a little dome that's the size of a postage stamp or so, about a one-inch square with a dome on top, and that you had your little satellite antenna in it. And I never used it, you know, as far as the GPS part, but I did use the D-Star file quite a bit. So I'm back to the store, I'm going to listen out for your final, we'll catch in too. N3WZU.
Okay, Wes, I'm almost to my next stop too. I'll probably catch up with you later on then, and you have a good night, and stay safe out there. This is Cam 4 in Atlanta.